meeting of the 85th session of the Senate of the Associated Students to order on Wednesday, April 5:32 p.m. in the Reed Elaine Senate Chambers of the third floor of the Doe Kelly Student Union. Moving to agenda item 2, Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving into agenda item 3, roll call.
Speaker Jackson.
Present.
Senator Becker.
Present.
Senator Billman.
Present.
Senator Bussman.
Present.
Senator Camilli.
Present.
Senator Cook.
Present.
Senator Cynthia Lee.
Present.
Senator Klingis.
Present.
Senator Kirkendall.
Present.
Senator Lippy.
Present.
Senator Ma.
Senator Ma.
Okay. Senator Martinez.
Tardy excused.
Senator Maul.
Present.
Senator Panty Button.
Present.
Senator Sarwar.
Present.
Senator Say.
Present.
Senator Smith.
Tardy excused.
Senator Stopka.
Present.
Senator Sullivan.
Present.
Senator Thummel.
Tardy excused.
Quorum is present.
All right, let's move into agenda item 5, public comment. We have a special guest here today, President Mark Johnson.
Well, thank you for calling me special. That's fun. Well, I come to congratulate you all on being the new Senate. The Student Senate, the President, Vice President, and the Cabinet are very, very important to the functioning of this university. You all will be the 10th Student Senate I've worked with since coming here. I got here in June of 08, so the Senate that took up your positions in the spring of 08 arrived just as I was arriving. And I've got to say that in my 9 years here so far, we have never had an irresponsible Senate or an irresponsible student body president or vice president, because we have a culture on this campus where everyone pulls together for the betterment of our students and our campus. Shannon Ellis and I meet with the student leadership every month to make sure that we have good communications. Our student body presidents sit at Board of Regents meetings with us, so we discuss items for the Board of Regents and their policies and their budgeting and the like prior to those meetings so that we can see if we can be on the same page. We have been through tough times together and some very good times together. In my early days, all we did was cut budgets and raise student fees. And the ability to work with the leadership of student government and the student senate was fundamental to getting through the depths of the recession in a very productive way. We had to make deals. We had to make deals about taking so much cut in exchange for so much increase of revenue with student fees. And we had long meetings together. We had student referenda, and we got through the recession. Then as we came out of the recession, it was a heck of a lot more fun because we started planning things together and financing things together, like the student fitness center over here. We had so much money, and it took just a little bit more money to get the building finished, and you all, your predecessors, agreed to a $15 a semester fee to bring up the amount of money we had available to build that building. And then you all had a referendum, and student government decided the pricing strategy for the fitness center, saying, well, we could charge every student who wants to go in it so many dollars a month, but wouldn't it be better for everyone if we just put it into a mandatory fee so that the additional cost of participating was zero, so that the price of entering the building was not a further burden to anybody, and so everyone would be encouraged to use it and stay fit. That came from your predecessor. Very thoughtful process of saying, how could we make sure that all of our students get the full benefit of this new facility? I remember sitting in my office with student leadership at one point. We had just paid off a huge debt that unfortunately students who went before you were paying some of your capital improvement fees to pay off the debt on a very bad decision that the university made to have a new fire science academy, which was a training academy for fire safety out in Carlin. How many of you have been through or to Carlin? That's what I figured. But your predecessor students were paying every semester to pay off a debt on that place. So finally, we closed that facility and we paid off the debt. And I was sitting with student leadership. I said, okay, we've got that debt paid off and you're paying these capital improvement fees. Let's think about what we could do with student fees on this campus for the benefit of students. And we talked about some things for years that we'd love to have. And I said, well, what we've been talking about is the Student Achievement Center and the Fitness Center. And the student leadership said, stop. We want the Student Achievement Center first. We want the Fitness Center second. We only had money for one of those buildings. But we figured out how to get donor participation and split the money we had available into two pieces, plus the students added a little bit for the fitness center, and we have both, the Student Achievement Center and the Fitness Center. So what I'm trying to get across is that what you all do here is really fundamental to the welfare of the campus now and for many years to come. So we will be calling on you to make some really significant decisions. Hopefully they won't be as tough as recessionary decisions. But we've always had the opportunity to work with students, and always the students have stepped up to make really, really good and mature decisions. Some of the programs that you've got are all focused on enhancing the student experience here. Your support for student internships, your support for getting students active and volunteering off campus and being active on the campus. There's so many things that have come out of student government here for the benefit of the students and your peers. So we appreciate that very much. I congratulate you for your election, and I really, really look forward to involving you into the big decisions that we have to make over the next year. Thanks, Bud.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Is there any additional public comment at this time? All right, seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 6, receipt of petitions and correspondence to the Senate and referral. Moving into agenda item 6A, the resignations of Associate Justice Thurman Preet Shahal. And I'll read the letter. Dear Chief Justice Bruchetta, I'm writing you today to formally inform you that I will be graduating from the University of Nevada, Reno on May 20th. Due to my graduation, I will no longer be considered an undergraduate, which renders me incapable of continuing my position as Associate Justice. Thank you for the opportunity to serve alongside you. My resignation will be effective April 28th, but I wanted to inform you now so that you can begin the hiring process. Please do let me know if I can be any further assistance. Moving to agenda item 7, reports of ASUN officers. Agenda item 7A, president and associate students from Texera.
Sorry, I'm talking Shannon's ear off.
He's telling me how to run the university. All good advice.
Okay, so like Mark talked about, we had our Monday meeting with President Johnson and Dr. Ellis and Vice President Atienza, and we talked about all the different things that we are working on. One of them being the PAC Internship Grant Program. Sebastian will touch on that. The other is we talked about the student union and a possible expansion in the coming years, and we want to get as much student input as possible to see what students would like to see out of an expansion, to see how much they would be willing to pay, and to see when they would like to see it happen. So tomorrow I'm meeting with Director Price of the Joe Crowley Student Union to look at a survey that he's going to be putting out in the coming weeks to ask students what they would like to see out of an expansion and how much they would like to pay for it. This survey is going to be very influential in the next coming year because if you guys didn't know, there was actually a student fee passed by the Association for Wigan before anything, and the students this year might have the same opportunity to pass that for the Joe Crowley Student Union if we find that enough students would be willing to look into that. So that's huge. The next is I'm looking to create a health and wellness position. President Boone was talking about it in his State of the University address at the last banquet, and I will be working with the Government Operations Chair and Vice President Atienza of how we want to structure that position. Further, we finalized a time period for retreat. It's going to be in August or late August. That way it's at the beginning of, right at the beginning of the school year, so we can take that momentum and move it into the school year. Additionally, President Atienza is going to talk about our presentation for orientation, so keep your ears open for that. And, if Mia Canal gets affirmed tonight, we will be working on BLF to make sure that the tickets get out for orientation, so the revenue line can be higher for that. And that's all I have. Are there any questions?
Are there any questions for President Tixer? Seeing none, thank you. Moving on to agenda item B, Vice President Associate Student Sebastian Atienza.
Some good evening, officers. To start off, I did post on all of you guys' page regarding the PAC internship grant program poster reception. So again, May 1st, 6 to 8 p.m., that's this upcoming Monday. For the orientation trainings, I did kind of mention that last time. So we did come up with two dates that we would like to let you guys know about. So the orientation training dates were going to be Wednesday, May 3rd, right after Senate, and then as well as Sunday, May 7th at 12 p.m. And if either of those times don't work for you, please just reach out to me and then we can go ahead and see if we need to schedule another time for another training. As for the Campus to the City initiative, I was recently reached out to from Jeff Jacobs of Jacobs Entertainment. They own Gold Dust West, and they recently purchased a ton of land over by Fort Street. And what they're trying to do is to get a focus group going and a survey of what students want to see regarding downtown events and downtown affairs that we could possibly bring for the university. Other than that, I have a meeting on this upcoming Friday for the Student Wellness Advisory Group meeting, and that's with the Student Health Center, Counseling Service, and Fitness and Recreational Sports. And other than that, just the monthly meeting that President Texera spoke on. But that's all I have on my report for this week, and if there's questions for me.
Senator Flangus.
Can you repeat the dates and times?
Yes, so orientation training, Wednesday, May 3rd. And that's going to be right after Senate. And then Sunday, May 7th, and that's going to be at 12 p.m.
Senator Lee.
How long is the training for orientation?
It shouldn't be more than 30 to 45 minutes tops.
Any other questions? Thank you.
Thank you.
Is Chief Justice Piquetta here? Well, I have a little report. I just want to say I apologize for my absence this last week. I was in Washington, D.C. coaching We the People. But I just want to thank everyone for being so diligent during the time that I was gone, especially recognizing the chairs for all their hard work and getting their agendas up. Thank you. And then he's not here right now, but I wanted to thank Speaker Pro Tem Martinez for doing an amazing job at facilitating the last oversight in Senate meetings. So we have our first appointments up tonight, and I hope everyone read the email that I sent out that had those supporting documents on it. And just really make sure that you're keeping up with the agendas every week and know what positions are being nominated. And with that becomes reading the SAS and making sure you really know these positions and brainstorming some questions that you can ask the candidates during that question and answer period that are pertinent to the job. About office hours, make sure that there's that binder in the Senate workroom, and then every time you complete your office hours that you're just filling those out, and at the end of the week make sure you total them for those secretaries so they can report them. There was a little bit of confusion about the outreach hours that you need to complete. Remember, you need to complete 2 outreach hours. So just to give you some ideas on what that kind of looks like, volunteering at an ASUN-sponsored event counts for that, so when programming has their events, if you volunteer for those. Holding your office hours somewhere else on campus, some ideas for this could be within your college building if you have that, or in the Pennington Student Achievement Center if there's different locations that you can hold those. Talking to different clubs, sitting on your college's advisory council, and then going to meetings of clubs having to do with your college. Before the semester ends, I want to encourage all of you to get together with the senators from your college and work together to meet with your dean. And then in that meeting, hopefully ask them about what's currently being done in your college, plans for the future, and some issues that Senate can help with. And I hope within the next couple months we can have another meeting with your colleges and kind of get updates on those and start working on some projects. So if any of you have any questions for me, I'd love to have them. But perfect. Okay, let's move into... Oh, I'm sorry. Senator Becker.
Yeah, very briefly. Are we allowed to volunteer in the community, and can those count as outreach hours? Or did that have to be sanctioned by public voters?
If you're working in the capacity of a senator, if that makes sense, like if you're wearing your polo and you're talking about Senate things and you're reaching out to university students, I don't see why that couldn't be office hours, but that's a good question. So I think it would be a kind of a case-by-case thing, but yeah. Okay, any other questions? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8, reports of the Senate committees. First, the chair of the Committee on Academics, Senator Tammy Lee.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So today, some members of my committee met with the Office of Undergraduate Research to discuss how ASUN wanted to distribute the funds to the 7 students who were researching abroad. So we decided that the fund should be based on the program costs rather than just GPA, the type of research they are doing, or the student's major. Also, I already scheduled a meeting with Dr. Cardillo, the director of the Nevada Center of Applied Research. So next Wednesday, we're going to discuss opportunities NCAR can give to our constituents that are interested in starting their own research projects or they want to gain research experience by working under a mentor. Also, my committee has not officially met yet, but our first meeting will be next Monday, and we'll be discussing the future goals and future goals of our committee and what we want to do during the next academic year. And also, we will also decide a good time to meet with Dr. Mensing, the director of undergraduate research, so we can be updated on important information.
Yeah. Are there any questions for Senator Lee? Okay, seeing none. First of all, let the record show that Senator Sarovar left the room at 5:45 p.m. and re-entered the room at 5:49 p.m. Moving to agenda item 8B, Chair of the Committee on Budget and Finance, Senator Kirkendall.
Hello, everyone. So we had our first meeting on Friday, April 21st at 1 p.m. in the Joe Crowley Student Union Room 423. And during that meeting, we elected a vice chair, who is Senator Thummel. And we went over the committee goals, which included, but were not limited to, duties to speak to organizations, so trying to develop some sort of liaison program to speak to organizations about the funding that they can receive, reviewing the budget that is going to be proposed, which will be proposed tomorrow at tomorrow's meeting. We briefly discussed recaptured what I had said during my speech when running for the chair position about the $5 that's necessary to each student. And that was one of our core goals that we wanted to operate under and make sure that every student was using their funds or had their funds used appropriately. And also to enter the NASBOX and look at literally everything that there is from budget justifications to the actual budget itself that's being proposed. And also during that same meeting, we the committee decided to favorably refer Senate Bill 85, which would be Senate Bill 85 number 1, an act to make revisions to the fiscal year 2017 budget, which essentially moves $1,000 from the reserve line from the Budget and Finance Committee account to the tuition support line of the Milton D. Glick Academic Initiatives account, basically to help a student who is in need, who's had some kind of catastrophic incident that required them to receive financial assistance. Director Rodriguez was able to better describe the actual incident to the committee. Furthermore, our next meeting is tomorrow at 5 p.m. in room 420 in the Joe Crowley Student Union, and we're going to be basically discussing the budget the entire time. So if you would like to show up for public comment or like to sit in on that meeting, it's a very important one because that's when President Teixeira will be presenting the budget for fiscal year 2018.
Great. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I encourage you all to come to that. We will If it does pass, it will be presented in Senate, but it's always good to hear it a couple of times because it's one of the most important things that we do. Great. Are there any questions for Senator Kirkendall? Seeing none, we'll move into Agenda 8C, Chair of the Committee on Civic Engagement, Senator Flangus.
Yes, so we also had our first meeting last Friday at 2 p.m. in room 405 of the Joe Kelly Student Union. It went really well. We had words from the past chair, Dennis Green, about what civic engagement is about. We talked about the three pillars of civic engagement, and we started crafting our goals. This coming meeting, we're going to start making a strategic plan that we want to act out for the rest of the year, one that will, before summer, be submitted to oversight, so that way we can be held accountable and start that kind of theme going throughout all of ASUN. Also, there is a civic engagement recognition breakfast that is next Monday from 8:30 to 10 a.m. I've extended the invite to everyone on my committee. However, if anybody is interested in coming and meeting with local community partners, anybody who is a Silver Paw winner, or any of the 100-hour challenge participants, it's a really good way to interact with people in our community who do a lot of community service, who understand civic engagement, and I highly recommend you do come. So if you want to, please email me. It'd be really great to see you guys there. We have our next meeting this Friday at 2 p.m. in room 405 of Joe Kelly Student Union. Really excited about it, so
yeah. Great. Are there any questions for Senator Flangus? Great. So she talked about it, which is great, and I know we talked about it a little, chairs, but I would like everyone to kind of think of what they want to do in their different committees so we can create those strategic visions for each committee, and then we can all keep each other accountable through that. So just be thinking about it a little bit more. Chairs will talk about it a lot more during oversight, but thank you. Moving to agenda item 8D, Chair of the Committee on Government Operations, Senator Thummel, who is not here yet. We'll move into agenda item 8E, Chair of the Committee on Public Affairs, Senator Becker.
What's going on, everybody? Hope all is well. We have not had our first meeting for the Public Affairs Committee yet, but it is planned to be held next Wednesday, May 3rd, at, from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. On the room we got booked is in the Joe Crowley Student Union on the third floor, 320, which is over the yard. Feel free to join, guys, for public comment. We'd love to hear you guys' suggestions. The main things we'd like to go over in our agenda is basically just trying to establish our vice president and see what kind of goals and stuff we want to establish throughout the year. Maybe building a strategic plan or two, like Senator
Becker. Great. Great. Are there any questions for Senator Becker? Seeing no, we'll move into agenda item 8F, Chair of the Committee on University Affairs, Senator Baskin.
Thank you. So for anybody that doesn't know, University Affairs meetings are at 4 p.m. on Thursdays. Last meeting, we went over a little bit of what the senators sitting on the committee are interested in working with. This next meeting, the senators will be deciding their actual liaison positions. And we'll also be discussing the legacy binder that was left for us by the last session. Aside from the next meeting, I want to have at least one more meeting before the semester ends and have the senators submit goals that they want to accomplish over summer so that we have something to work with at the first university affairs meeting next semester. Other than that, there's going to be two outreach events next semester, so I want to start planning for the first one sometime over summer. And there will also be, I'm looking at two health and wellness related events a semester rather than grouping them up into a health week for one semester. So I'll start planning on that as well. That's everything that I have.
Great. Any questions for Senator Busman? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 8G, who is not here. That's all for Senator updates. Okay. Moving to agenda item 9, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 11, approval of appointments of senators and ASUN officials. We'll start with item A, item 1, nomination of Carissa Bradley to the Office of Chief Presidential Aide. Nominee Bradley, I ask that you please leave the room at this time so we can kind of discuss some potential questions. But
I'm going to leave my portfolio. I think that Oversight kept my second one, but you guys all have the governing documents or the supporting documents.
Great. Thank you. That's in that email right now if you guys want to pull it up. Hopefully you've read it already. But I wanted to take a moment real quick to kind of brainstorm some potential questions that we can ask her after reading her application. Knowing the duties of this position. So if there's anyone that kind of wants to... Senator Busman.
Would you like us to ask the same questions we asked for Oversight Committee?
Yeah, you can. Are there any like other questions that you guys are thinking of, or? I just want to throw some out there to make sure we're kind of on the same page. So even if there's ones that were already asked in oversight that you want to mention again, Senator Flangus?
This is one I asked before, but I think it's important to hear. I want to have her talk about her ASUN internship goals and how she wants to implement them and the whole scope of that.
Yep, that's definitely a big part of the job. Senator Lee?
I was absent during the oversight committee meeting last Tuesday, so I just wanted to know what types of questions you were referring to.
Great. Well, it's kind of the same process that they go through. So the nominee is given the opportunity to present their platform and their goals, and then we're able to ask them questions. So even the questions that were asked through oversight, which was the first committee that they went through, can be asked again because they're important to the whole body, of that I think. So all those probably should be asked again if you think that they're appropriate to do so. But if there's anything else, Senator Billman, did you have one that you wanted to ask?
I don't know if this is quite like, because I didn't get the supporting documents that was sent out, so I made a list of questions before I came. I don't know if it was covered in the documents, but like, what are the ideas that they have for like a fundraiser, since that's like a part of the duties for the chief of staff?
Okay, are you talking about the John Mackey Endowment Fund?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. Senator Kirkendall?
Point of clarification, so I guess through the speaker to Senator Billman, I believe it's on the last page of that packet that Chris Bradley had handed you, that's the idea.
Oh,
but you can ask additional questions on it.
Yeah, and if you would like to ask additional questions, that would be good.
Thank you.
Just really make sure you guys are looking at all these duties and kind of crafting questions, and if you hear her say something that you want to ask her about, make sure you do so. But make sure it's all pertinent to the job that's at hand. Okay, perfect. So if we're ready, we'll invite Candidate Bradley back in. Oh, was there something you were going to say? I'm so sorry, Senator Busman.
I was going to mention the questions that I asked last time.
Sure.
But, okay, so first, she mentioned that she wanted to expand the breadth or the diversity of the PAC internship grant program. And so I asked her how she wanted to go about doing that, whether by increasing funding or just reapportioning the existing funding. And then I also wanted to ask about data, because data is mentioned a lot in the description in the SAS. I wanted to know what specific plans she had to fulfill the data management aspect of her job.
Great. Okay. all right. Seeing no further questions, Parliamentary Bill, can we talk to her about some? Yeah. Oh, no, she's fine. Great. Thank you. And first, I'm going to have President Texera introduce his nominee.
Okay, so first I'm going to start off with a blanket statement about both candidates and something that I think you guys should take into account over the entire process of affirming these appointments. But today I'll be presenting you with the candidates that I believe that are most qualified for the position. I want you all to take every personal bias that you may have towards a candidate and leave it outside of the table today. The discussion that should be out of the table today should be about the position that these two are seeking to fulfill. I hope that you hold the officers that I present to you today in the coming weeks accountable during your time as senators. This is a big piece of your job, and your constituents are depending on you to do it. If you would like, I would like, if you thoroughly vet the candidates and understand what exactly they want to accomplish in this coming year, after this meeting, I want you to remember what they said so that you can hold them accountable. The suggestion is to take a list of what they said today and hold it during their reports throughout the year. All right, and then about Ms. Bradley. Ms. Bradley is a former senator and environmental science major, one of the best senators that I had while I was speaker. Her willingness to take on projects with no fear showed me that she would be perfect as my aide. In her time, she prided herself on always fighting for what she believed in. My campaign was centered around sexual and mental health. She worked on the It's On Us campaign for ASUN. Her passion centered around sexual and mental health. Her passion for the prevention of sexual assault was nothing more than magnificent. She spent countless hours working on a survey that was sent out to students and pertained to sexual assault on campus. This survey garnered a lot of attention, for it hit every student's email and returned some valuable data. Not only did I hear about this data from Carissa, but in almost every meeting I've had since I became president, this survey has been brought up in discussion when sexual assault is being discussed. Carissa, if appointed, will act as a liaison between Center for Student Engagement staff and officers. Carissa spent most of her time in the past year within the Center for Student Engagement as a senator, where she was the senator that had one of the highest amount of office hours. She will do an excellent job making sure that she acts as a good face when dealing with the Center for Student Engagement staff. The third duty for the Chief of Staff is developing data assessment strategies. She would like to have a resolution sponsored to have all publications track their pickup rates. The fourth duty is to plan and coordinate one fundraiser for the John Mackey Endowment Fund. She's really excited to work with exec and see what this position can do for the fund. The fund was founded in 2013 in celebration of Mackey and gave need-based funding for university students. This fund could be invigorated and give more need-based aid to students. Her vision to sponsor a drink, which she will go into more detail, is something that I believe this session could back. Further than her work with It's On Us, she helped President Vice President Atienza put on the end of the year banquet. Her role in this capacity was much more than she was willing to take credit for. Knowing that Vice President Atienza was out of the town for the banquet, she had to coordinate almost everything that happened on the day of the banquet. This would help her put together the John Mackey Endowment Fund and retreat. Carissa started as an intern and was the secretary in the legislative internship program. She has personal experience with this program, which is vital to getting students involved with it. Her professionalism within the workplace is something that should stick out to everyone. A meeting with Carissa will always be to the point, and both parties will leave understanding exactly what needs to get done. In my opinion, this is a big piece of her job because she will be meeting with me on a daily basis to go over projects that I want to ensue. As my chief of staff, I believe that she will not only do what is asked of her, but even more. I am confident in saying that she is the most qualified person for this position.
Thank you, President Kisser. All right, Senator Bradley, you're going to have 10 minutes to present, and then followed by a 10-minute question and answer period. So whenever you're ready, you can begin.
Well, thank you guys for having me. Like it's been stated, my name is Carissa Bradley. I'm a sophomore here studying environmental science and public administration. I was the previous chair for the Committee on University Affairs last session, as well as an intern the year before. So I actually found my love for ASUN sitting in these exact chairs about 2 years ago in the Getting Involved presentation done by Vice President Atienza, and I kind of fell in love from there, and I haven't let up since. So beyond my experience with ASUN, I'm also an RA this year, and I serve as a secretary for cabinet ambassadors, as well as a leadership council advisor for the residence halls. So I kind of want to dive deep into the ASUN experience, because I think that's really vital to this position, is how much I know and have experienced within this association. So as I said, I was the chair for the Committee on University Affairs, but I also sat on three additional committees, and I would have sat on more, but they all interfered with some classes. So I sat on oversight, which is a given, but on budget and finance, which honestly gave me more knowledge of this association than anything. I strongly recommend going to budget and finance if you are a senator that's not on the committee, just sitting and understanding what's going on, because I really do think it's one of the most important committees, as well as the previous special committee on safety, sustainability, and wellness. So during my time as a senator, I was able to write the bill that would create the director of sustainability, and that's one of the biggest things that I want to keep working on with as chief of staff, is kind of developing that vision and not just kind of throwing it on who gets put into that position in the next year. I want to see that program or that position actually flourish and make sure that that keeps going and that it has a clear, we've been talking about visions and mission statements and things like that, so don't want to just drop it on. Also, we worked a lot with the Nevada Wool Shop in the last year, which would be one of my parts of my job as well. It's not stated in the SAS, but that's typically the chief of staff does a lot of the work with the Nevada Wool Shop, and I have had a lot of experience with ordering, doing invoices and things like that with them throughout this year. It's On Us. That's my baby. It's been my thing for the last year. I want to expand more than just sexual assault prevention, but to healthy sexuality and sexual health. We had an event last night with Justine Hernandez in the CASAT program, and her and I have big plans, whether I'm in this position or not in this position, to keep doing those things in the next coming years. I also was the senator to write the resolution in support of the accreditation plan. That document was 200-300 pages, and I sat in the Center for Student Engagement by myself all summer and read every page of it and voted on it through. So that was an interesting thing, but it also gave me a lot of insight of where the university was going. So
Senator Becker in his speech last week, and he talked about the grocery store idea, and everybody's like, oh. I was like, no, like that's going to happen. That's something in the works. So I just think that at accreditation plan gave me a lot of insight of what's going on campus. So also, I worked at the clubs and orgs and did some revisions in their governing documents, as well as the Department of Public Relations and Campus Relations. So beyond legislation, I was able to work on the PACFIT campaign and the SNF. I was the right-hand girl for W. Chief Upton when he was doing all of the SNF-related things, coordinated with the NRES department, coordinated with John Sagefield, was able to attend the last SNF conference. So that was really great, and we'll be able to help the new director of sustainability when they come into office. And I already talked about it on us. So really my role as the chief of staff would be to do whatever the president and vice president want to see done. So I took what they had promised in their campaign and their platforms, and I put it into where I see I could kind of put that into action. So a big one has been on campus is mental health initiatives. I think that's something that we've all kind of established as leaders that needs to be talked about a lot more. Over the last year, I've had the opportunity to work with the counseling services on multiple events. So with the SSW committee, we did a mental health kind of day, and I was the one that coordinated with the counseling services. Marcia Cooper, she's great. Definitely make sure you guys are friends with her. She's one of the coordinators there. So I'd like to also integrate the seven dimensions of health and wellness into the PACFIT campaign. Obviously, it's still in its youngest stages, and it was really, really easy to focus on physical health when a gym opened up 10 days later. So I want to start moving more into sexual health, environmental, intellectual. I think that we do a lot for kind of like the fun parts of college, but I think intellectual health is really important too for our association to be stressing. Next was the topic of diversity within the platform. I'd like to see a women's in leadership campaign next year. It's in my goals, and Speaker Jackson and I have been talking about this for a few weeks now, a couple months even, about really implementing this, and I think that it would be really nice to see various women from the community, such as Kylie Rowe, Shannon Ellis, we've got Brianna Bullock-Curry, I don't know how to say it, she's the one that did Robbery, she's amazing, she's a rock star, but I think having those nights and having some networking events and professional development for women would really inspire them to go into more leadership positions, whether it's in ASUN or being the president of their club or really pushing for, you know, an increase or a raise at their job or things like that. So we'd want to do a networking throughout the year and also have a large conference. On the topic of sustainability, obviously I'm an environmental science major, so that's my favorite thing to talk about, but I'll try to keep it short. So like I said, I want to help direct, not direct, but, you know, see that vision through with the new director of sustainability, as well as keeping working with the SNF. I think the SNF is one of the most innovative things we've done in a long time, and I want to make sure that that is being utilized and the students understand the severity and the importance of the SNF program. Also, I started working on this at the end of my Senate campaign, and I was asked about it in oversight a couple times, but the plastic-free campus campaign, I think that could be something really cool to start doing. The wool shop itself is really awesome, but they give out these like really, really heavy-duty thick plastic bags with whatever purchase. You could be purchasing a pencil and a blue book and you get an entire bag. So beyond that, reducing our water bottle usage, reducing the amount of, you know, Starbucks cups used and things like that, and making, it's okay, no, I totally gotta do the same thing. And it's just, I saw it and I was like, yep, that's a problem, you know, so kind of just like changing our culture on campus, and, you know, like hydro flasks are becoming like the coolest thing ever, but using them for, you know, your coffee in the morning and stuff like that, and working with the campus coffee places to actually, if we bring in a reusable thing, not just measuring in their cup and then using our reusable thing, because that's happened to me a couple times, and I'm like, I brought the reusable cup so that you wouldn't use that other cup, but that's something that we'll start working on. So the Campus to the City initiative is another really innovative and one of my favorite part of ASUN that we do. So I recently obtained a job at the Career Studio, so I would be able to have kind of that inside scoop on this first goal, which is to expand the breadth of internships. So I think we do a really good job of hitting some of the bigger majors and the more popular and
kind of like star majors, you know, a lot of people are in them. But I think that a lot of the underrepresented majors need to have more internship opportunities and more, you know, within the sciences and within the, like, weird majors, like geology, like, where are they at, you know, like, do they have internships? So definitely want to work with that, and I talked about that in my interview at the Career Studio. So also, Vice President Ostienza worked with bringing more science to the downtown area, but I want to focus more on the midtown area because I think that is the most up-and-coming area of Reno. And this is my favorite thing per my duties, which is to coordinate at least one fundraiser for the ASUN John Mackey Endowment Fund, which only started 3 years ago, but it hasn't really gained any money since then. So I want to have a sponsored drink at one of the campus drink places or PAC-friendly businesses where when you buy that specific drink, a percentage of the proceeds would go into our account. So that money would just constantly be coming in, and you wouldn't need to be spending money to get money. And I think that's one of the things that we lose when we're talking about fundraising. You know, it's really cool to have a huge night where you sell a bunch of food, but if you're not making a ton of money at the end, then there was really no reason. You had to put a ton of money in to get money. It's, you know, kind of balances out weird. So number two, the liaison with the Center for Student Engagement. I basically live in ASUN, and I'll keep living in ASUN, whether I'm in this position or not. I've slept in that office. I've, you know, cried in that office. It's just like my place. So you guys will never not see me in there. And I, through that, I've gotten to be good friends with a lot of them.
Okay. Well, we'll move into our question and answer period. Are there any questions for the candidate this time? Senator Flagus.
I know you didn't get to talk about it, and we also asked in oversight, but I want you to expand upon it and like let everyone know about how you want to shape the ASUN internship programs and how that's going to like look for our future if you were to be the...
Perfect. Thank you. Yeah. So that's one thing I didn't get a chance to talk about. So the internship, obviously, I was an intern, and I helped with Speaker Jackson last year when she was Speaker Pro Temp of the curriculum that they would learn. I think that whenever you're doing an internship, it should be equal to the job. So all of our interns should be getting the same experience, the same knowledge of coming out of it. I mean, I think that will go with, yes, the clubs and orgs interns should know how to do all of the clubs and orgs things, but I think that they should also know how to what Senate does. Maybe that will spark their interest into what Senate does or what exec does. And I would, assumingly, in this position, look over the executive interns, which I talked about this in oversight, that I want, they need to be the biggest utility players you've ever seen. You know, they can program, they can do the budget, they know exactly what's going on in Senate. I think that that's, I think it's nice that we have multiple branches in ASUN, and it does work for a checks and balance. But I also think that we're all student leaders and we should all know exactly what's happening. And that goes for all of our interns. So one of the strategies, though, I think that's more of what your question was, how do we get more people to do internships with us? And that's going to be with just our outreach efforts. I want to go more into, I think it's a common misconception that you have to be a freshman to be an intern, which I don't think is any, that's not true at all. So I'd like to, in the first couple weeks of school, go to fraternities, sororities, clubs and orgs, different people, and just, you know, have you ever thought of doing an internship with ASUN? Have you ever been interested in ASUN? I have a lot of people who I talk to, you know, they're juniors and seniors, and they're like, I would have done ASUN, but I feel like I'm too old now. And I'm like, well, if we would hit that person 2 years ago when they're a freshman, they could be president. You never know, right? So I think making sure that our outreach efforts are intentional and really pointed at certain students. And I think that our summer involvement, if you see like a rock star that's asking a lot of questions, you know, grab their number. Don't just, you know, hey, if you're interested, like sign this little thing outside the door. And Vice President Atienza and I have been working on how we think that could be more effective within the year, because we have seen that we don't have a lot of people signing up for the internship through the summer. So that's a big thing.
Any additional questions for the candidate? Senator Kirkendall.
So you mentioned how you're very passionate about health and wellness, especially sexual health and wellness. With the potential or, I guess, future creation of the health and wellness director, how do you foresee yourself working with that director by not, like I understand you have a lot of plans, but how would you
until that director is created, then I'll work on it especially. I think, too, with the director, it's going to take a couple weeks or a couple months until that's in there, and I'd like to still keep working. I don't think it'll step on anybody's toes to work interdepartmentally. And the chief of staff role is, you know, kind of oversight and that utility player that can really do whatever and help with whichever project. And that's really where I, I'm okay with, you know, letting go of control, you know, of the certain things. And I think that once that position is created, then I have no problem with being like, hey, like, if you need help with that, like, I'll still be there for you. And, like, with the director of sustainability, kind of helping them shape that vision of, you know, what does this look like?
So. Any additional questions? Senator Lee.
Oh, I'm looking at your portfolio, and then one of your projects is, like, campus beautification, and then it says that you wanted to create, like, a mirror wall on the church fine arts building. I think that's really interesting. Can you, like, elaborate on that?
Yeah, so it's kind of just, like, an idea. Like, I haven't talked with anybody, like, about this yet, but I think it would be cool. I think beyond just having that stairway that's in church fine arts, I think that there should be more places on campus that can have students, you know, sharing their art and, you know, expressing themselves and things like that. You know, that you see it on campuses like Berkeley and, you know, other big schools where they have, like, free speech areas where you can do whatever you want on those and express yourself. So, yeah, that's one of my goals is to kind of bring more expression to campus. And I think that once I'm in the position potentially is to start working on that as soon as possible. And with the College of Liberal Arts senators, too, because you guys have the hookup on that.
Any additional questions? Senator Bussman.
Can you expand on some of the infrastructure that's going to be involved with your drink idea?
Yeah, so I was an intern for the 83rd session, and this actually came up within their session, but it was never fully seen out. So I would take what they've already kind of set. So the infrastructure of it would be to reach out to pack-friendly businesses or, you know, Kiva Juice or Starbucks. Probably not Starbucks, they're not really good about that, but Kiva Juice for sure. And some of the local businesses that, you know, are smoothie, juice, things like that. And just, you know, start that dialogue of, like, hey, like, would you be interested? I know you're a pack-friendly business. I know you already give a discount to students, but would you be interested in, you know, A, B, or C? The infrastructure of it, I envision about 20 to 25% of the drink would go to, you know, that's negotiable. I'm not a business major. I don't know how much they would need to still make a profit. But, you know, kind of a percentage of what we would get, and then, you know, setting up our accounts with Sandy and everything like that, of how that money would look coming into our account. You know, it'd be like, it could be one that they already have, or we could design a drink. I don't know. We could get crazy with this. It could be really fun. I know a couple of you. Senator Hannah, was that her name?
Yes.
Yeah, so she was in the 83rd session. She was really good with, you know, names. So if we could find another person that's really good with names and drinks, that'd be awesome.
Any other
questions? Does that answer your question, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Any other questions for the candidate? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move into our discussion period. We do ask that you leave the room at this time, but per Nevada open meeting law, you are not required to. Thank you. So first, I would like to seek a motion to approve the nomination of Chris Bradley to the Office of Chief Presidential Aide. Senator Kirkendall?
I motion to approve the nomination of Chris Bradley to Chief Presidential Aide.
Is there a second? Of Senator Flangus.
I second.
Moving into discussion, is there any discussion on the candidate? Senator Mull?
Very well prepared for the entire job.
Additional discussion? Senator, sorry.
Sorry. Just to add on what was said, I think she's very well prepared, and I know Carissa Bradley, like, just from being around the office, she's always just got a lot of energy, and she's really involved, and I think she'd be a perfect fit for this position.
Great. Senator Flangus.
I also think it's important to note that, like, she went through the duties of what she was supposed to do as chief of staff, and then she made them, like, shape to, like, the goals of the president and the vice president, so, like, she's trying to, like, make their goals, like, implement in the best possible way. And, like, she really, like, did her homework on not only, like, what the job is, but what the job will be with this specific,
president and vice president, and I think that shows that she really understands her position and she knows like what she's going to do to like better the organization.
Okay. Any other discussions, Senator Becker?
Were we able to get a full understanding of like what she was trying to do in her speech in terms of what we missed when she got cut off? I mean, are you guys aware if there are any more ideas that she had, perhaps?
If the Committee on Oversight, if someone from the Committee on Oversight would like to answer that, Senator Kirkendall.
Good speaker to Senator Becker. Actually, in the Committee on Oversight, I think she had less time to speak than she did now, so she definitely got through a whole lot more than what was said at Oversight.
Perfect. Please let the record show that Senator Thummel entered the room at 6:23 p.m. Senator Flangus.
Further, through the speaker to Senator Becker, if you read the information that got sent in her email, that's what she was kind of going through, so that showed like her specific plan that she wants to enact and what specific goals she wants to do. So if there's any like confusion or you want to like get more information, like that additional information that she gave us beforehand shows exactly what she was going through.
Perfect. And I think touching on the internships was one thing, which thank you, Senator Flangus, for bringing that up. Senator Kirkendall, did you have something else?
I just like to make a comment that the idea that she had for the drink, I mean, even though like people might be skipping over it, I think it's an amazing idea just because of the fact that like when she said that there's going to be essentially no money spent in order to raise money, I think that's a key thing because just from my experience seeing fundraising events go through, it's typically not successful just because you have to spend a lot of money, so don't let that skip over in your decision.
Great. Any other additional discussion? Seeing none, we're going to move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the nomination of Carissa Bradley to the Office of Chief Presidential Aide, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Is there any opposition? Abstentions?
Aye.
Opposition or abstention?
Abstention.
Abstention, because you weren't here. Senator Thummel, abstain. Then motion carries. All right. Senator Thummel, can you please? Congratulations, Candidate Bradley. You are now our Chief Presidential Aide. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Carissa Bradley.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution.
That I will support the Constitution.
Of the Associated Students.
Of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation.
Without any mental reservation.
Or purpose of evasion.
Or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties on which the office I am about to enter.
Congratulations. Job asking questions. I think that was a very good and productive discussion. And so seeing that, we'll move into our second nomination, the nomination of Mia Cannell to the Office of Director of Event Programming. Candidate Cannell, I ask that you please leave the room at this time so we can talk about some potential questions.
I just want to verify before I leave, the copy that you received of all of my documents was the portfolio that I gave to President Teixeira and Vice President Atienza when I went to interview for this position.
Thank you. All right, so after reading the SAS and some of the duties as well as the programming, the programming manual, was there any questions that you would want to ask potential Director Cannell? Even Committee on Oversight, some questions that you went over that you think are important for the body? Senator Kirkendall?
So I know I asked this question during oversight about the $10,000 increase for the Department of Programming, and it was brought to my attention that by another senator that there's also another discrepancy in the, I guess, increase in budget. So I'd like to just ask a point of clarification. I think it's serious.
Great. Please let the record show that Senator Stopka left the room at 6:25 p.m. Anyone else? Any other questions? Senator Bussman?
So I asked her during oversight if she could present an organizational calendar of events to Senate at the start of next semester.
Yeah, great. And that would be great for everything that we're trying to do for accountability, so thank you for that. But are there any other questions that you think would be good? Senator Flangus?
I did, on the theme of accountability, I wanted her to just touch on why she chose the accountability goals. If she doesn't get to it, she didn't get to it in oversight. That was a very relevant portion to being the director of programs.
Senator Billman, did you have something? Oh, sorry, I saw your hand. I saw another handout. Was there someone over? Senator Becker, did you have something to say? No? Any other questions? Senator Busman.
So she talks about an idea she has to assign liaisons within the programming department, and I asked her to expand on that during oversight.
Great. Thank you. Other questions you want to ask? Seeing none, we'll invite the nominee back in the room. I'm going to turn you over. President
Teixeira,
if you would like to present your nominee.
Yes. So, Ms. Canal has shown over the past 2 years that she has an addiction to perfection. In her first year at the university, she took on the role of being a programming intern. In this role, she expanded her knowledge of the department and worked with one of the best boards I have seen on this campus. In this year, Mia showed enough that she was hired on in the next year as a programmer. In the second year, she was a clear leader. The board saw a director that lacked experience. However, Mia persevered and led the group to a successful year. In this year, she was a part of the board that planned events including Onion Run, that won a NACA award, March in the Arch, and Family Weekend. The largest event that she has thrown to date was Wolf It Down. The event is held on the quad for 1,000 students to get free pancakes. The success of this event she put on was a showing of how great of a programmer she is. The past year was nothing short of impressive for Ms. Canal. She put in the time in every event to ensure that everything went according to plan. This past programming board put on the first Biggest Little Festival, and with the help and patience of Ms. Cannell, this event brought in almost $150,000 in revenue. This event was big for the campus and the community. Ms. Cannell has plans to expand this event, and I expect nothing but the best. In Mia's interview, she had a clear goal for what she wants to see out of every programmer on her board. This is the kind of vision that I need in a director of programming. The key for this year is infrastructure, and I believe that Mia will be able to build infrastructure for the programming department. Mia's attendance at other department's events have shown me that she'll be a complete ASUN officer. In the hiring process, I have been trying to find officers that will set an example for the rest of the department. Collaboration between departments is something that I will strive for in this session. A director that can show the rest of the department what collaboration looks like is key, and I believe Mia can do that. Mia is very well respected within the association. In her time within the Department of Programming, she has shown what professionalism is. She is constantly working to ensure that the reputation of ASUN is nothing but the best at programming events. When hiring my board, I have been looking at not only their qualifications, but their character. Outside of ASUN, Mia is a sorority woman that is currently helping with the recruitment process on top of working 2 jobs. I've been around Ms. Cannell for the past 3 years, and I cannot name a time in which she has resorted to anger at any moment. Being the director of programming is very challenging. People will constantly voice their opinions about what is going on, but a good director will take those complaints into consideration and use them as constructive criticism instead of resorting to anger. I could not be any more confident in my selection of Ms. Cannell, and I look forward to watching her do great things this year. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, President Teixeira. President Cannell, you will have 10 minutes to present, followed by a 10-minute question and answer period, and whenever you're ready to present, you can begin.
Alrighty, I don't know how to follow that up. That was pretty emotional for me, but I'll start with an introduction. My name is Mia Cannell. I'm going to be a senior in the fall at this university. I'm studying public health. As I said in oversight yesterday, I just want to reiterate that it's great to see a bunch of new faces representing the student body this year, and I'm excited to see what you all accomplish in the next year. I'm going to start off with my experience in the Department of Programming. Noah kind of touched on this a little bit. My freshman year, I began as an intern. This is when I really fell in love with programming. This was my first taste of large scale planning of events, and I was pretty much in awe. As a freshman, you come in and you're just like, wow, I don't know how they did this, but they're pulling it off, and it's amazing. And that's what really got me hooked, and I came back the following year. I applied to be a programmer my sophomore year. My favorite event that I planned, my most successful event, was Wolf It Down. There's just something really beautiful about feeding 5,000 people pancakes, and you know, I hope that we continue to do this every year for the rest of this university's life. My sophomore year was also the time that fostered my dedication to this department, and mentoring my intern my sophomore year is really what drove me to return to the department this last year as a junior, as assistant director of interns and marketing. I oversaw 8 interns and worked closely with the programmers, aided the director in whatever she needed to be done. And it was in this time that I learned respect for this university, how ASU1 works and functions, and especially how the Department of Programming is run successfully. You were all given my portfolio. I'm going to go into my plan of action, bullet by bullet. I'm going to begin with my first goal. If appointed Director of Programming, I'd like to advise a collaborative, strong, and inspired event programming board. I think that it's important to run a board through advisement and not through dictatorship. I would love to offer my programmers the freedom to plan events, but I would also ask that in turn they follow the deadlines that I have set, that they be available to meet with me whenever I have questions, and I want to make sure that I'm available to them in return. I also would like to be open and honest with my board in whatever endeavors they have. My second point is to collaborate with other clubs and organizations. Through my time in ASUN, I have found that ASUN can put on countless events, and it's kind of expected of the students. You know, we're ASUN, we're here to plan events. But I found that when we collaborate with other departments on this campus, such as this previous Unity Week when we brought Katya with the Queer Student Union, we saw a totally different audience, and I'd like to expand that and collaborate with other clubs and organizations on this campus. We have hundreds. Why not include them in the planning of our events? I also would like to be a familiar face to all constituents on this campus. It's no secret that the constituents don't have a problem in voicing their opinions for programming events, so I would like to be available for them and just offer, you know, an ear to whatever complaints or recommendations they have for our events in the future. My third point is to offer opportunities of training and development to not only my board, if appointed, but also to other departments on this campus. In the past, training on programming has not been given either other than the iLead campus, and I would like for this to change. I see a training given at least a month, if not a couple every other month, to clubs and organizations wanting to plan events on this university campus. I think that I have the capability of training them into planning events acquired with the university policies, and I think it's important that not only ASUN is planning events, but other clubs and organizations are doing their part as well. My fourth point is to improve the marketing strategies and maintain the intern and programmer retention rate. This last year, working as the assistant director of event programming was honestly the most rewarding to me, just because I got to work with a group of individuals that were very hungry to learn about this institution, just as I was my freshman year. A thing that I saw that needs to be improved on in my year is that marketing relies on deadlines. And in order to market our events efficiently, deadlines need to be put in place in order for event details to be relayed to the Inkblot department on this campus. They're so willing to work with us, but we need to do our part to maintain that relationship that I've worked to mend this year with the Inkblot department. My fifth and final goal for the year is to effectively manage the department budget. I would like to be as transparent as possible with the budget and would require my assistant director of budget and finance to update the entire department on every agendized meeting of the standing of our budget. I don't want to walk in at any time and say, hey, I think we have $11,000 left, but I'm not sure, so let's throw another event and then be in a pickle when we don't have that money. For the remainder of my time, I'd like to go into my vision for the future, starting with planning events representative of the student population. I think that it's very important that anyone hired into a position in ASUN is reminded that we are here for the constituents, and it is our job and our duty to plan events, ask questions, and be loyal to the constituents of this university. I plan to do this by challenging my programmers to plan events that are outside of their comfort zone. Yes, we are required to plan. There's seven events outlined in the SAS that we have to plan. But I would like to challenge my programmers to plan things that have never been done before. in addition to the 7 events outlined in the SAS, I would also like to implement a poll system. The year that I was a programmer, the director did a really great job of sending out a poll to all students asking for a genre of a concert, and thus we had our first country concert on this campus. I want to pursue implementing more polls than just a concert genre. For example, possible speakers that the constituents would like to see on campus, or possible events that haven't been done in the future. So just really revamping that poll system and bringing it back. My second vision for the future is utilizing the town of Reno. Most of the programming done on this campus is done on this campus. We don't see, you know, programming done at a local coffee shop or a little poetry night done by at a bar or whatever, you know. The town of Reno is such a college town, and I would really like to utilize this and challenge my programmers to plan events outside of this university. This would also give us an opportunity to spotlight future and past sponsors that we've had on our events. My next point for the vision of the future is to expand campus traditions, and this goes back to challenging the programmers. I'd like to challenge the programmers to implement a new event that we can see come back to the university next year. We started this with BLF this last year, and I'm hoping for that to happen again this year. So that's a great start to a campus tradition. The last point I'd like to touch on is my liaison program. I would love for you all to plan events in your time of term, and I think that if I were to assign a programmer to each department of ASUN to kind of guide you all through the planning process of events in accordance to university policies, it would make for easier planning on your behalfs. And that's all.
Thank you so much. Before we start the question and answer period, please let the record show that Senator Smith entered the room at 6:35 p.m. But now we'll move into question and answer portion. That will be 10 minutes. Are there any questions for the candidate? Senator Bressman.
Can you present an organizational calendar of events to Senate at the start of next
Yes, of course. As touched on in oversight, I think that it's important that all constituents, and especially you guys, be aware of all the events that are put on this campus. And I think by implementing a calendar system and then presenting it to you all will be a great way for you all to get to become involved in the events that the programming department puts on.
Senator Becker.
Ms. Kendall, so you said you'd like to bring back and revamp the new poll or the poll system that was previously in place. Do you have any ideas of like how you make the poll system like more effective or possibly more effective than it already was?
Yeah, so it was actually just one poll that was sent out to the student body, and I kind of touched on that I would like to expand on this by sending multiple polls to the university population and not just on the genre of one concert.
Great. Any additional questions for the nominee? Senator Flangus.
Could you touch on your accountability page and like why you put it there and why you have it there?
Yes. So the Department of Programming, we're kind of like the first defense for all the fun things that happen on campus, to put it lightly. And it's important that my programmers are aware that they need to maintain professionalism at all times. I hold professionalism to very high standards, and I think that my board should as well. A couple of things. I've added an accountability system to my portfolio if you'd like to follow along. But the first is a bi-weekly one-on-one meeting system where I'll meet with my programmers every other week to discuss the progress of their events, what they would like to see in the upcoming year, and any conflicts that they're having within the board that should be discussed. The second point is a programmer evaluation form. Each programmer is given an intern to mentor throughout the year, and I think what better way to get feedback on my employees than by the individual that they're supposed to be training and mentoring. So this will mean that the interns will complete an evaluation form on their mentor. The liaison survey is similar to the programmer evaluation form, and this will just be that whoever is given a liaison for programming will have to evaluate that liaison and make sure that they are living up to their potential of liaison and helping you as much as possible. And if necessary, I'll implement a strike system in order to keep the department on track. And this is just done to reiterate the fact that due dates are extremely important in planning an event. If something is set back, then it sets back the planning of the entire event. And that's why the strike system was put in place I've mentioned failure to follow Central Station rules, and we work with Central Station very closely, whether it be taking out TREP keys or credit cards. I want to ensure that my department is following those rules. Failure to complete a task by the due date, I touched on that. Failure to communicate with an intern, failure to communicate with a department liaison, failure to act in conduct with the expectations of the association. This goes back to the professionalism aspect of our positions, and having an unexcused absence to a meeting, event, or other obligation.
Any additional questions? Senator Becker.
Ma'am, you said that you'd like to, I don't know if it was implement or maybe increase the type of training to do for specific clubs and orgs. It was event planning, is that correct?
Yes.
So you said that you'd be more than happy to like talk to all the clubs and orgs about that,
mm-hmm.
but I feel that there's a lot of clubs and orgs. Are you going to do that all by yourself and go to like, all of them individually, or would you like to delegate that process?
So I would extend the invitation. I would rent a room in the Joe Crowley Student Union and just say that I will be here on this certain date. If you would like a correspondent to come to my training, please feel free to send someone. But I wouldn't personally go and visit every single 100 club. Just if they're willing, then I'm willing.
Any additional questions for the candidate? Senator Kirkendall.
So I hate to ask another question about the budget.
You're fine.
So I understand that you're asking for the $10,000 increase is for the Unity Week and bringing a speaker out.
Mm-hmm.
So I was also looking at the budget, and it seems that wages would be increased by $6,000. I'm curious as to where.
So that was an increase from a couple of years ago because we added the position of two programmers to the department. But if I'm not mistaken, President Texera spoke to me about removing those two positions. So,
okay.
Please let the record show that Senator Martinez entered the room at 6:44 p.m. Is there any other questions for the candidate? Senator Busman?
You mentioned in your vision that you'd like to utilize the ASUN tech service.
Mm-hmm.
First, I didn't know there was a tech service, so you can expand on what that is.
You guys will learn about this in the presentation training for orientation, but when orientation students come to the ASUN presentation during orientation, we ask that they sign up for an ASUN tech service, and this is just an easier way for us to reach the constituents and say, hey, there's going to be a barbecue today in front of the Joe Crowley Student Union at 3 p.m. Hope to see you there.
Any other questions for the candidate? Senator Lee.
So how would I reach the minority groups? So my plan for the poll system, I know that when it was implemented my sophomore year as a programmer, it was just tweeted out by the ASUN Twitter. I would like to do that, but I would also like to send it to whoever is the director of clubs and organizations and have him send it out over the him or her send it out over the listserv to all clubs.
Additional questions? Senator Busman.
You also mentioned that you'd like to send out a newsletter with events happening each month. Is that working through the existing ASUN newsletter, or is that a separate thing that your department would?
That's just a separate thing. When I was in my interview with President Texera and Vice President Atienza mentioned, you know, hey, it might be cool to give this opportunity to your interns to implement a new newsletter system. And this new newsletter system would just be a compilation of our events happening either in a month's time or over a span of a couple of months, just to inform the student population of what events that we're planning that are available to attend.
Additional questions? All right, seeing none, we'll move into our discussion period. We do ask that you leave the room at this time.
I know.
Perfect, thank you. I will now seek a motion to approve the nomination of Mia Cannell to the Office of Director of Event Programming. Senator Flangus.
I move to approve the nomination of Mia Cannell to the Office of Director of Event Programming.
Is there a second? Senator Bowman.
I second.
Now moving into discussion, is there any discussion on the candidate? Senator Becker.
So when she elaborated on how she would like to expand the poll system, I believe the only one that I caught, the like, different mode of, different method of getting the poll out there was by sending it to the different listservs of the clubs and organizations. That was one. It was a really good one. But were there more, perhaps?
I don't believe she said them, but President Tixer?
She left us out when she said it here, but in her interview she talked about the polls being much more specific rather than, like, we had a poll that talked about, like, do you want rock, country, EDM, or pop? Rather, it would be much more particular in what they're asking for the poll. So she talked about going to groups like these minority groups and asking what events might interest them, and then what they tell her, she can base a poll off of that, rather than much very vague polls, if that makes sense.
Thank you for the clarification. Is there any additional discussion on the candidate? Okay. Senator Flangus?
Can I ask a question to the speaker, to President Textera?
Yes.
Did anyone else apply for this position, and like, how did you make that decision?
So nobody else applied for this position besides Ms. Cannell. In my talks with the former director for this, she assured me that she was the most qualified, and I then, in the interview, it was very clear to Vice President Atienza and I that she had a vision for the future, which we're asking in every one of our candidates. She had an efficient budget, which we're asking from each one of our candidates, and she wants to continue traditions within the programming department that have done well and bring back old ones. So these are all the things that I was looking for in a programming director.
Thank you. Senator Kirkendall.
Through the speaker to President Texer, it was mentioned in the Oversight Committee about the amount of revenue that she, I guess, had the enthusiasm to bring in for events like GOF. Would you be able to touch on that?
Yeah, I believe we raised $160,000, right? Yeah, we raised the revenue to $160,000 for BLF, but then additionally we have $30,000. So in all, she would account for $190,000 of revenue. In the past year, BLF brought in just under $150,000 with 2 weeks of ticket sales, and BLF this year, with the help of the former director and Ms. Cannell, they're going to be able to sell tickets at the beginning of orientation, so when students are here with their families, they can buy tickets. So we expect to see the revenue line go up significantly. So yeah, she's looking to, well, I'm looking to see her bring in about $190,000, but in talks with her, she thinks she's confident with $200,000, which is great.
Thank you. Any other further discussion? Anyone who hasn't spoken yet that doesn't want to discuss, I want equal participation from everyone. Senator Martinez.
I would just like to know from Oversight that Mia was very fluent in her plans and very open. I was hoping she's open with discussion, but in addition to that, I just wanted the record to know that I'm going to vote in abstention since I wasn't here for the full discussion.
Thank you, Senator Martinez. Senator Lee, did you have something?
Oh, no.
Oh,
I did.
Okay, Senator Lee.
She mentioned that she wanted to create more programs or like more events outside of the university, but then like what about like the people who live on campus or the people who like don't have transportation? How would she like reach out to people? I don't know, I just want us to like think about that. Like even though she's thinking about like more programs.
And that's definitely a great question. If she were to be appointed to this position, to keep her accountable to that and keep asking her questions, doing her weekly reports, if appointed. Any other discussion? Senator Bussman.
I think that her idea of adding department liaisons is a really strong addition to the current Department of Programming, and that would really facilitate discussion between the Senate and programming.
Great. Further discussion, Senator Bellman?
I guess I just really like how she laid out accountability like really well. Especially as a director, it's really important to like make sure everyone's doing their like role, and I think accountability is a big part of that.
Further discussion? Senator Smith?
I just want to say from the couple minutes that I heard from her, I was very impressed. However, I did walk in late, so I will be abstaining from this vote, but I was very impressed with her speech.
Thank you. Senator Lapine.
I really like the idea of like, specific goals because I've talked to many students and they are not like a big fan of EDM music and all the other stuff that we sort of put on. So I thought it's a really good idea to sort of reach out to other students.
Great. Senator Flangus.
In conjunction, like one of her main points is challenge programmers to plan events outside of traditional events to like specifically reach out to those diverse groups. So like in conjunction with that point, like she's really looking for events that are like
beyond what we normally do, and so I think that really shows she wants to like reach a larger group of people on campus.
Senator Say, did you have your hand up? No? Okay. Anyone else? Sarah Becker.
Was she looking to like make any new events on campus in particular, or she already like had solid ones, and she was looking to like make new ones, but did she have ideas in her speech?
She did mention in her platform that she wanted to encourage other programmers to think of new events that they could bring on campus. Further discussion? Okay, seeing none, we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving the nomination of Mia Cannell to the Office of Director of Event Programming, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Abstentions?
Aye.
Senator Martinez and Senator Smith abstain. And then motion carries. So if you would like to put that hands up in, if you can get her. Congratulations, Cannell. You are new to the Repeat after me. I state your name.
I, Mia Cannell.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I will support the Constitution of the Associated Students.
That I take this obligation freely.
That I take this obligation freely.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
Without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge.
And that I will well and faithfully discharge
the duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
The duties of the office on which I am about to enter.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Thank you. Again, another really productive discussion. I really love those questions, so thank you for that. Moving into agenda item 11B, Senate committee changes. The secretaries have mentioned to me, and hopefully they've reached out to a couple of you, that you're only signed up for one committee. So just make sure, if you are one of those people, to make a motion to put yourself onto that committee. Even if you said you did it in that first meeting, for some reason it wasn't documented, no big deal. Just go ahead and move yourself into the committee. If there's any conflicts with scheduling and you would like to move yourself on or off a committee for this semester, please make a motion to do so. And for these, we ask, you can do either or, if you would like to do it through unanimous consent, or if you would like to do it through a vote, whatever you prefer. But are there any motions to change committees? Senator Bussman?
I move to nominate myself for the Committee on Budget and Finance through unanimous consent.
Mm-hmm. And you could just move to add yourself onto that committee, but yeah. Is there any dissent to that motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Is there any other Senate committee changes?
Senator Dillon. Just a point of clarification. When is Budget and Finance again?
Fridays at 1 p.m., but this week it is Thursday at 5. Senator Kirkendall, did you have something to add?
Yeah, so our schedule is kind of all over the place for this remainder of the semester just because people have so many different conflicts.
Mm-hmm.
I expect the next meeting for next week to also not be at 1 p.m. because it was brought to my attention that a couple senators aren't able to make it because they're meeting with one of the deans, which I feel is a valid excuse to try to make different arrangements. So it could be anything.
Great. Okay. So just make sure if you are on that committee that you're really keeping up to date. I know Senator Kirkendall is great at emailing people about those changes, but also checking the ASUN website and the agendas that are being posted to know when those are happening. But Senator Billman, did you have something else?
Yeah, so I moved to remove myself from the Committee of Public Affairs and onto Budget and Finance through unanimous consent.
I'm sorry to say that Budget and Finance is now full.
Then I just moved to remove myself from Public Affairs. Unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Are there any other? Senator Lippy.
I moved to remove myself from the Committee of Civic Engagement and on to the Committee of Public Affairs through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. Is there any other Senate committee changes? And Senator Bussman, could you please make your motion again instead of nominating yourself to add yourself onto the committee just for clarification purposes? Go ahead, Senator Bussman.
I move to add myself to the Committee on Budget and Finance through unanimous consent.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Okay, seeing none, motion carries. Any other Senate committee changes at this time? Ledge Clerk Hansen.
Panning Batten, you're only on one committee as of now. So this would be the time to put yourself on another committee.
Okay, I thought I was on the academics committee.
Senator Pennington. Let clerk Hansen.
Sorry, you are only on university affairs, so.
Okay, Senator Pennington. Go ahead.
I need to add myself onto the academics committee.
Is there any dissent to the motion? Seeing none, motion carries. All right. Okay, please let the record show that Senator Becker left the room at 6:53 p.m. and returned back into the room at 6:57 p.m. Thank you. Nothing else. Then we'll move into agenda item 19, comments and announcements. Are there any comments and announcements at this time? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda item 20, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? Director Rodriguez.
Thank you. I would say today you guys asked a lot of really wonderful questions, particularly about the outreach component. And I do want to stress to you, because I really appreciate Mia and Carissa's presentation. The truth of the matter is that we can probably account for 7,000 students belonging to clubs and organizations. There are over 18,000 students, undergrad students. So I would say that the challenge should go back to you as senators who represent entire colleges. And so me and Carissa, I want you to feel free to reach back to these senators and get them to work for you to get the word out about the initiatives that you want to put into place or at least assist with. Second, know this, that there are specific populations on this campus, and the programming board in particular, we're revamping some of the training we're going to put the programming board through. As of fall 2016, we had 158 Native American students on this campus, up from 143 in 2014. Okay? Our African American student population, 677 students, up from 676. The good news with that number is graduation had a lot to do with it. The numbers actually went up to 711 in 2015. So know that your jobs are difficult, not just on the programming aspect of things, but even in terms of legislation that's representative of the people that you're supposed to be representing. You're absolutely right, Mia. Partnering with QSU brought a completely different population up. When Gabe brought Bryn Newsom in, I have to tell you something. I went to the talk beforehand where she met with students, and I've never seen a group of students feel so validated, right, simply by being able to speak to someone that they could relate to in terms of their activism and leadership, all right? So continue to challenge one another. Continue to challenge yourselves. I really appreciate all these questions about how are we going to get feedback from the people we're supposed to be serving. Thank you.
Thank you for that. President Texera,
did you have? Yeah, actually, I want to bring up a good question that was asked earlier. So Senator Becker asked about clubs and orgs, and he asked, well, now Director of Programming, Ms. Cannell, about her role in being able to teach different clubs and orgs on campus on how to program. And actually, one of the things that I'm looking for in a clubs and orgs director is a plan to create more leadership development within clubs. So be looking for that for my clubs and organizations, and they will describe a clear plan for that.
Thank you. Any additional public comment at this time? Senator Pennington.
Are we doing number 18 on the agenda, or are we skipping
it? We were going to skip that for today, but if you do have any reports, we can go back into that agenda item, and we can... Do you have a report for us?
No.
No, not yet.
I was just
assuming because we're very new into this, we're just getting into our committees, that no one would really have a report. But if I'm wrong, we can go back into that agenda item. Is there anyone who would like to go back into that agenda item? Senator Bellin?
Did you want people to report on the people that they were supposed to meet up with
for
the assignment we got way back when to one of the workshops?
I was going to do that in public comment, but that's also a great thing. But thank you for reminding me of that. Is there anything else? For agenda item 20, public comment, I would like to ask any senators if you had updates on your connections assignment that we were assigned during training, and if you kind of want to report to the body on who you met with, what you learned, questions you asked them, answers you got. I'll take any volunteers. I want to get about four people if we can. Senator Kirkendall.
I guess I just said that.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I met with Chris Partridge, who, on the document, it said that he had oversight over civic engagement, I lead, as well as PAC provisions. And I'm pretty big on civic engagement. I just like the involvement of it and the impact that it could bring. And there are a lot of things that I learned from the experience of talking with Mr. Partridge. Particularly learning more about the PAC provisions program, because just as a student going through the university, I had no idea about the type of access that students had to PAC provision necessities such as food or, you know, just whether it be necessities in general, like things that you need to live on. And I thought that was really astonishing because there's, you know, this population of students that go through difficulty in college, and he put it in perspective that when people joke around about being, you know, a starving college student, that there actually are some students that do face that challenge. So I think it was one thing to bring it to my attention and make me aware of it, but it's also another thing to bring it to the attention of all the senators, that there's all these different populations of students that, you know, sometimes they might not even be, like, under a certain classification when you know, poll them in terms of diversity and whatnot. Like, have you ever seen a poll or done a poll where you've had to answer that sometimes you go a week without or go a couple days without proper nourishment? And personally, I've never taken a poll or done something like that because it's often sometimes a question you don't want to ask people, but I think it's a question we should start asking our students because there's a great majority of people that face these challenges. Additionally, I learned other things such as about the Connect Shuttle and how it's kind of not newer, but I believe there was just the purchase of another Connect Shuttle, which basically allows students to go to service opportunities around the community. It would allow for transportation of 25 students, I believe is the capacity of it. So it's kind of almost like a mini bus in a way, but I asked about the implementation and the usage of it, and he responded that there actually hasn't been a whole lot of use compared to what they would like to see. So I think that one of our directions as senators, I mean, I know we're not technically programmers, but if we could all, you know, bond together, whether or not you're on the committee, that we try to find opportunities to bring students to the community and be able to utilize the resources that we have and that we've obviously already paid for. Besides that, you know, we just had a discussion. I always like to spitball ideas, and I guess I'd let you in on one that I'm thinking about and that Chris has actually contacted GivePulse about is bringing GivePulse to web campus and seeing some type of integration so that way students can see a dashboard notification so that way they can get involved. And it's kind of like a one-click stop for grades, so academics, as well as civic involvement. My biggest thing is the three pillars of a student being civically involved, academically achieving excellence, as well as being professionally involved or achieving professional excellence. So if we can move everything to campus or just find a central location rather than email, I think that's helpful.
Great. Well, thank you. And I think all those ideas would be a great thing to bring up to the Committee on Civic Engagement and get those implemented in that strategic plan that we want to create so we can really get them done. But, yeah, thank you for being diligent about that. Is there anyone else that has a connections assignment that they completed that wants to share it? Senator Smith?
So I met with Jim Fitzsimmons with the Wigan Fitness Center, and we basically talked about the success of the fitness center so far and the budget that they have, and Jim mentioned wanting us as a Senate body to work on maybe trying to implement some new sports fields. He doesn't feel like that there are enough sports fields for the amount of activities we have on this campus. So I discussed with Senator Cook in our University Affairs Committee, maybe we can collaborate on this because I knew he was interested in speaking with Mr. Fitzsimmons as well. So we're just trying to get the ball rolling on that.
Great. I love that. And that's another thing to incorporate in those plans that we have. Thank you. Anyone else that met with someone? Sorry, Libby.
So I met with Joanna Miller, who's an assistant director of Central Station. And overall for Central Station, the mission statement is that services of Central Station office cater to admin, faculty, staff, and students in the area. She said it was really general because they have such a wide scope. So what Central Station does is they basically do all the hiring paperwork, they run campus escort, front desk operations.
tickets, raffle tickets, and club supplies. She said a big challenge for Central Station is there's a lot of moving pieces, and it's very difficult to like find sort of a process for students to follow for all that.
Great, thank you. Are there any questions for Senator Lippy on that? Definitely a huge, important part of ASUN. Senator Ma, I saw you had your hand up. Do you want to get here?
I just had met with Director of Sustainability, Dr. John Sagebeal, and we just talked about what he does for the Sustainability Committee, just exploring how we can make our university more sustainable through solar panels. I just discovered that there's actually some solar panels on top of the Joe when they were built, and there's a website where it keeps track of all the energy it produces and everything. And so that's some really useful information, and just something that he brought up that the sustainability committee can do. We do have like a recycling program on campus, but he was more looking at putting recycling bins/trash cans in every classroom, since I know it's mainly in all the main buildings on campus, but in each classroom. And how also he said how we can brand it. So like he was explaining how we have like pack fit, pack transit, and so he was thinking we can transfer that, the branding, to recycling, and hopefully expand that throughout every room on campus.
Great. Are there any questions for Senator Ma? Great. So I think all those things would be great things to bring back to the University Affairs Committee, and hopefully, if we really like or support things that they're doing, maybe write a resolution in support of it. Senator Busman, were you going to say something?
Not in relation to that. So
oh, okay. We'll finish up this part, but I just want to say in general, to refer back to the list of all these people that we all talk to, and you know, keep these connections for future projects or initiatives that you want to start. They're really great resources, and I'm sure all of them would really want to help you with what you guys want to do or advise you to, you know, be in the right track in order to accomplish them. But Senator Bestman.
Okay, so I presented my connections assignment last meeting, but I would like to comment on a separate opportunity that was actually given to me by President Teixeira. I sat on a student fee conference with the vice provost and a few other faculty. They were approving the budgets of the math center, the writing center, tutoring services, and performing arts. And there was some really interesting and productive conversation about all of these services. One thing I noted was that fees for those services aren't charged during summer and winter semester. So essentially, their operation during summer and winter semester is completely supported by the funding they received during the semester. The faculty let me know that since that fee is already an established piece of legislation or part of the budget, nothing would actually have to get passed through Senate, or we wouldn't have to approve of anything because it's already a fee. They would just be redefining what the confines of that fee are and applying it to summer and winter semester. Another thing I noticed, and something I talked about a bit during the conference, was that specifically with tutoring services, there's something called the PASS program, where there's a dedicated person who goes to a class such as chemistry. I think it's like one... I don't remember the specific number, but something I noted was that it's a really large part of their budget is funding these very specific classes, and it was like 8 chemistry classes and then probably 8 other random classes. And I want to see more data supporting use of funds for such a specific purpose. I think without data supporting something like that, maybe the funds could be better used supporting something that students overall, just in general, can have access to, because that's got to be something that you have more data to back, because it was maybe like half their budget, I think. So to conclude, I would like to see those services present a little bit to the Senate so that you guys can get a better idea of what I'm talking about.
Perfect. Well, we can definitely invite them. If you have their contact info, we can reach out to them that way, but that would be a great idea. Are there any questions for Senator Bussman on that? Senator Becker?
Really, Senator, to Senator Bussman, just super briefly. So about those past sessions, personally, I think those are very, very helpful resources, but I completely agree with how they're very specific to certain students and not all students have access to them or even the knowledge of them, right? So I think that, I don't know the exact budget breakdown of it, but the one thing I can imagine that you really have to do is like fund the, essentially the TAs or the tutors of these past sessions. And maybe, I don't know, I think lowering the budget for that is a great idea, but I definitely would not want to eradicate that resource. I think it's very valuable.
Yeah. Well, these are all things that we can talk about when they do come and present to Senate, and we can ask them those questions. Senator Bussman.
Through the speaker to Senator Becker. So I don't actually want to eradicate that program, but one of the things that was brought up, which actually has really broad application with a lot of other things, is differential fees. So you could actually charge a differential fee for that specific class. So it's just the class itself supporting that service. And then the money that goes to the tutoring service can be used for more general application so that you're not using half the budget for a very specific number of students.
All right, I look forward to having more conversation about this. It will be great. I want to ask, too, I'm sorry because I wasn't here last week, who else presented on their connections assignment, just so I can keep a going list. But we have Billman. Mall, was that you? And then Senator Bussman. Was there someone else? Or was that all we had last week?
There was one more.
So I had Bussman, Billman, and Mall last week for connections.
Yeah, I'd say that at last Senate that I had a meeting with Dr. John Sage Beal.
Okay,
yeah.
So you did present last week too. Okay, seeing that we only got three, is there anyone else that did their connections assignment that wants to share? So, Senator Pennington.
Yeah, so I met with Dr. Scott Mensing. He's the head of the undergraduate research here, and it was a pretty brief meeting, but we did talk about, well, before the beginning, my goal for my platform is saying that improve undergraduate research, and that's why I chose him. And basically, in that conversation, we went over maybe updating. There is a website, and I'm trying to see if we can update that and get more people involved. And secondly, the big thing that we talked about is pretty much like the ASUN sponsored programs that they have. Like, I don't remember what it's called, I don't have my notes, but there's this one program that he did last semester or a year ago, and basically it's getting nonprofit organizations and asking them problems, research problems that we can present to undergraduate students here, maybe working with them, maybe helping them, like maybe get ASUN to sponsor that, but I'm kind of working with them, and I'm going to meet with them every 2 weeks to write what I'm doing.
Oh, great. Awesome. Well, that would be great to relay to the Committee on Academics. I know that you're on there right now, so I'm excited to see all the work that you do. Okay, thank you. Is that all on connections assignment? Does anyone have questions? Or Sarah Lee?
Oh, I met with Karen Lumoff. She's a new student initiatives director. So basically, she just told me about some of the duties that she did. So I'm new student initiatives director. She's in charge of overseeing the orientation, which can be overnight or single day, and the opening ceremony, Wolfpack welcome barbecue, twilight tours, which is basically when freshmen or incoming students, they tour the campus to know where their classes are, which I think is very important. And then also stop by advising, which is just the place where people can go to get advising, walk-in advising. Running with the Wolves, Student Success Series, I don't know if you guys have heard about that, but there's actually sessions that you can take to teach you about note-taking, time management, and skills to be successful. I was a Sci 110 TA, so that's for science students, and basically we had to create PowerPoints and presentations to teach our incoming freshmen how to do the same things like time management and note-taking, but honestly, when I was teaching them about clubs and organizations or how to take notes, they didn't really listen. So, or they weren't really engaged in listening. also maybe, I don't know how to say this, but like, I don't want to say like take it away, but like make it more engaging or like reach out to more students. So that's what we kind of talked about. Or like maybe have like more social events for like Welcome Week. Because I know there's like a lot of events like Welcome Barbecue. But when I went to a barbecue, or like, well, I know some students, they didn't really feel like they belong. Or like, there's just so many students that like they didn't know where to start. And also one advice that she gave me was to delegate the work that needs to be done. Because, yeah, that's the best way to go about it, because you can't do it alone.
Yeah, and I think through talking with constituents, we can bring that feedback back to those people. Because I know through my connections assignment, they're just really looking for student input. So that would be great to relay that information to them. But great. Is there anyone else? Senator Bustin?
There's one other interesting thing that I got from that meeting that I forgot to say. Each year, the vice provost puts together their expected budget based on the growth that they expect from the freshman class. And they over-projected for 2017, and I believe it turned out to be like 8,000 or something pretty substantial. And they're taking it all from performing arts because they didn't want to cut the math center, the writing center, or the tutoring services because those are really integral services to the students. And performing arts is really just kind of the leftover fund that they put on cool events, but it's not essential to the student experience. And yeah, so it was kind of an unfortunate consequence of the projections.
Okay, Senator Beck.
So I think super brief. So like a common theme that everybody brings up in like all their speeches is like student outreach and how we're gonna talk about polls, get more student input, stuff like that. So I was just like thinking in my head, like how would I improve that? Like what other people have done that? So like I just like, I don't know, challenge all of you guys kind of to, like look at the state, like local and federal levels and like how people like increase voting. You know, like when was the record year that like a presidential campaign had voting? Like what can we do that was like something similar to that in our program to be able to outreach to students, hopefully similarly.
Great, thank you for that. And with that, I really encourage all of you to keep these connections that you've made. I suggest maybe sending a follow-up email and saying, you know, thank you for meeting with me, and I want to let you know that in the future, if there's anything the Senate, you know, can do for you or any way that we can help you, that we would love to do that. I think that would be a great way to keep in contact with these people. Is there anything else on connections, Senator Paddington?
Speaking of voting, is there, like,
I would say, from my opinion, that mandatory voting is not very much in our jurisdiction, but this is a conversation that we can really have. There's, you know, our elections chair that will hopefully be appointed within the next couple weeks, so we can ask questions to them about encouraging voting in ASUN elections, or the director of legislative affairs, would they come up to ask about increasing participation in local, state and federal elections. So these are all questions to be thinking about and I think are important to bring up. But anyone else? No? One more public comment from me. I got an amazing outreach opportunity for all you guys that's going to be on the 6th. And I will be emailing you all the details and everything, but just to tell you a little bit about it, Professor Greg Nielsen, who works within the College of Education, he actually teaches a CH class, and their final project accumulates into each student group. They have a specific university issue that they focus on and want to pursue seeking solutions to. And then they're going to present about the issue and then the different solutions that they've kind of thought about. So I think it'd be a really great opportunity for all of you to attend that and see, you know, what our students really think are issues and how they think that we should solve those issues, and maybe bring in some input. You specifically ask for some student government ASUN senators to attend, so I'll be sending you all of that information so you can RSVP to him. But I really, really recommend going to this. It's a great opportunity. But are there any questions for me or any more public comment? Director Rodriguez?
One more thing, and I know Senator Flangus sent it out to the Civic Engagement Committee, but all of you are invited to the Civic Engagement Recognition Breakfast. I just really need for you to go in and fill out the form so that we have the right amount of food. We're literally serving breakfast. Can you send that link to the entire
Senator Flangus. I talked about it a little in my speech, but I'll just send it out to everyone on the Senate listservs. That way you guys have it right now.
Please do. Yeah. We're recognizing the students who met the 100-hour challenge in volunteerism, the students who sit and do the reflection with students who go out and volunteer, and then all our nonprofit partners, there's 31 now, that actually work with us to bring these volunteer opportunities. So it's Monday, May 1st from 8:30 to 10 at the Innovation Center.
Yeah, it's also a really great opportunity to kind of network and talk to different community partners that we already have, and hopefully partnering up with Senate to get that community outreach aspect that I know a lot of us are talking about. Senator Lee.
What is the dress code for this event?
Casual is fine. They understand your students.
It's a really great event, though. I really recommend that all of you go. Any other public comment at this time? Senator Lee.
I just want to know
how many people are going, by raising hands. Okay, I just want to know. And if you guys need a ride or anything, willing to call carpool, just contact me. But Senator Patton, about to
have
one.
So during the, when the people who got appointed were talking, they mentioned about this mass text that ASIN has.
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay, so if you have this map. Mass texting service,
Mm-hmm. Do we use that? We do. I don't know if all of you are subscribed to it. Again, Director Cannell talked about it a little bit in her presentation, but during the orientation presentation, it's kind of put up on a screen for everyone to subscribe to it if they'd want to. But yeah, does that answer your question, or did you have another one about it? Yeah, okay.
We can send it out if you guys want to join.
Yeah, join it. It's great. Senator Bussman.
Is orientation the only time where we promote that and try to get involvement with it?
As far as I know, yes, but if anyone else knows differently. That would be another thing to pursue. Maybe we can outreach to more students by encouraging more students to join the tech service throughout the year, which would probably be a great thing for university affairs, or if one of the committees wants to pick that up, make sure you bring that up. Any other public comment? Great. Well, great discussion, guys, today. It was a really great meeting. So I move into agenda item 21, adjournment. I adjourn this meeting at 7:24 p.m.